Would you turn today in your Bibles, please, before our message ends today? I do want to bring a few thoughts this morning, which has to do with a symbol of our freedom, the American flag. We focus today primarily upon that very theme, the American flag, what it represents. And I want us to look at John chapter 8, and I want to read a verse that's found in verse number 36, which also talks about freedom. And I'll make a few comments, and then I want to spend the bulk of my time today talking about the American flag, our symbol of freedom. John chapter 8 and verse number 36. Verse 36. The Bible says, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You shall truly be free." We today that understand our Bible and believe the Scriptures, and especially we today that know the one that makes possible salvation, we understand and we enjoy and we appreciate the greatest freedom of all, the freedom of a soul set free. So we know today, we that are Christians, we that have been saved, we're enjoying freedom indeed. We're not talking in this verse about political freedom. We're talking about spiritual freedom. And the people of God are free indeed. Now, political freedom is fragile, and we know that. And I'm going to touch a little bit on that this morning. But I'll begin by simply saying this. As the flag speaks about our freedom, then I want to say the precious Word of God deals with the greatest freedom of all. This book right here is a book that includes, gives us a glorious gospel message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, which gives freedom like no other freedom, and that's the freedom of salvation. But I want us to bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you this morning for this opportunity we've had to be in this service and to pay tribute to our country that we love. And we thank you, Father, for Old Glory that waves. And we know it's threatened. We know that the freedom that our flag represents is threatened. But Father in heaven, I do pray for those that would lead us, those in Washington that lead us, the president right on down. Dear God, that you give them the wisdom to make the right decisions, to lead us rightly. But Father, how this country of ours needs a spiritual awakening and a revival. And so, Father, today we as Americans, we love you, Lord, and we thank you for our country, and we're proud to be Americans. But Father in heaven, help us now as citizens of this, what we believe is the greatest country on the face of this earth, to be diligent, to be prayerful, and to be sober, realizing that freedom can be lost. Bless our time together. Speak to the needs of hearts. If there's someone viewing this service or in this service, even here today in this auditorium, that does not enjoy the freedom that only Jesus gives, may they be saved. But bless now our time together in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, today we celebrate our freedom, which carries a great expense. As we've all come to know, freedom is really not free. We realize that. The greatest symbol of our freedom is our flag. And our flag possesses great dignity. It always has, it always will. Recently, I folded an old U.S. flag that was worn and torn, and I thought about retiring it. The protocol for retiring a flag, American flag, could include burning personally, but I quite frankly couldn't do that. I carried the old worn out American flag to a local site that retires worn out American flags. driving home, I thought about the reasons for the dignity of the U.S. flag. What makes the flag so dignified? What is it about Old Glory? What is it about the red, white, and blue? What is it about our American flag that makes it so dignified? American flags should always be treated with respect and honor because they represent those who fought, sacrificed their lives for our rights and for our freedoms. Congress amended the flag code in 1976 to include the statement that the U.S. flag is a living entity and as such has all rights thereof, including the right to exist and to expire with dignity. A U.S. flag that becomes torn and tattered may need to be retired. While there are few preferred methods to properly retire our flag, throwing it in the garbage is not an option. It is not an option. We celebrate our freedom, but we do so cautiously with love and with gratitude. America represents courage. It represents honor. It represents many things that have combined to make our country unique among the nations of this world. Many of you, like myself, have traveled to many different countries. You've stepped down on different soil. You've seen firsthand the differences of culture. You've seen various flags flown that represent the various host countries where you visit. But I'm sure you're like me. You would agree that there's no other country like the U.S. of A. There's no other country greater than America. We love our country, and yes, we love our flag. America is about many things. America is about her youth leaving the comforts of home to fight, and yes, to possibly die on foreign soils for the cause of freedom. America is about a noble history. It's about a history that is rare and unique. It's about a history that many of the critics of our country are trying to remove. But I don't think they're going to ever succeed. Yes, it's about history. It's about George Washington. It's about Abe Lincoln. It's about Washington National Monument. It's about the Liberty Bell in Arlington National Cemetery. America is about history. America is not only about history, America is about geography. It's about natural beauty, displayed from sea to shining sea. In 1925, Catherine Lee Bates took a trip to the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, which inspired the poem America, later to become sung as the song America the Beautiful. America is about beautiful geography. It's about a country that is literally full of great geographic beauty. It's about the beautiful mountain ranges of the Colorado Mountains. It's about the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's about the Appalachian Mountains. It's about the Smokies and the Rocky Mountains. America is about beauty. It's about the rolling plains, the wheat fields of Kansas, the western deserts, the Grand Canyon. It's about the beautiful rivers and coastlines. America's about the Mississippi. It's about the Ohio River. And yes, it's about the river that flows through my native state, West Virginia, the New River. America is about her people. It's about the school, in spite, may I say, in spite of the school of trained socialists and communist plants, Americans are still kind and gracious people. America is a unique nation. America is a friend of God's covenant people, Israel, its staunchest ally. America is a land of dreams and opportunities denied the world over, but available here to those that come to this land and love our Constitution and way of life designed by our founders. America is about dreams. It's about success. It's about the work ethic. It's about people that came to our shores and plowed the fields and started the plants and proved by hard labor that hard labor does pay off. America's about the stars and stripes, our beautiful flag. The American flag is far more than a piece of fabric containing stars and stripes. The American flag represents our spatial country with a spatial history. It represents a sovereign country with sovereign borders, like all countries that have regulations in order to cross. Those who come to our country need to know that they walk on hallowed soil, made so by the sacrifices in the blood of freedom-loving people. Freedom is not free. When I think of freedom, I think of wars. I think of casualties. I think of POWs. I think of battlefields stained with the blood of young Americans. I think of Pearl Harbor. I think of Gettysburg. I think of Iwo Jima. I think of the beaches of Normandy. I think of places such as that. The American flag is beautiful, but its greatest beauty goes further than its design. Old Glory proudly waves in the air, but beneath it is a country that it represents. The soil beneath its beautiful colors is stained in crimson red by the bloodshed of the millions of patriots down through the years who died, that Old Glory will continue to wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Today, every living true American, living military person, living military veteran feels emotions at the sight of our flag. For all that look at it and see its beauty, see beauty much deeper than its stars and stripes. We see more than a flag. We see more than just the distinct American flag. We see deeper. We see something greater. Our flag is respected and guarded by those of us who really know what it represents. And I believe it needs to be said this morning that the American flag represents our freedom, but it does not represent the freedom to desecrate the values that the flag stands for. It represents our founding and our history. It represents our founders and our Constitution. It symbolizes our freedom and our distinction among the nations of this world. It represents the government designed by our founders and ingrained in our highest document, the Constitution. The U.S. flag is retired traditionally at nighttime, but under executive orders, the U.S. flag flies 24 hours a day at certain places in our nation. The United States Marine Corps Memorial, Iwo Jima, Arlington, Virginia, and the White House, Washington, D.C. 50 flags of the United States is displayed at Washington Monument continuously. But may I say today, it is ironic. There are some who work beneath our flag who have raised their hands to swear that they would protect the Constitution of our country that our flag represents are enemies of this very historic document. I believe today some of the worst enemies of America are found internally. They are men and women who wear political uniforms, suits, dresses, who have raised their hands to support our Constitution, but they desecrate it. They're trying to remove history. They're trying to change land sites. They're offering freedoms that the Constitution does not grant. And they're harming this blessed country. The radical left-wing communist politicians running this country are a threat to what the flag represents. This administration, in fact, is self-bent on destroying the Constitution Republic that this flag represents. We are a constitutional republic. At least that was what was designed by our founders. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. Our peoples of our country vote for, place before us, congresspeople that are to lead us and to represent us, but yet all within the borders and the standards of the United States Constitution. That's how it was meant to be. Our flag represents our sovereign country with sovereign borders and designated points of entry. What's happening in our southern border is a mockery of the significance of Ellis Island and the pride of our forefathers when seeing Lady Liberty for the first time and what Lady Liberty stood for. The flag of the United States of America represents the value and dignity of human life and the equal rights of all, including the unborn. It furthermore represents men and women of courage who put their lives and fortunes on the line to do right and to uphold the Constitution. Every single one of the signers of the Constitution were signing a death warrant when they did so. And you read our history books, you'll find that most of them were persecuted, rejected by society, and suffered tremendously. And yes, if the Brits would have won, every one of them would have been hung. That's the people that put America together constitutionally. That's the people that envisioned a government that was fragile, yes. And here's another point I would make mention. The founders of our country recognized how fragile freedom was. They recognized that within human hearts there are flaws. Human nature is of such. There can be pride and greed and desire for personal gain. So they very carefully gave us a document that would protect the American people and help us through murky waters. Is it any wonder today that the power mongers who are in control of our government are trying their dead level best to destroy the Constitution because they know that that Constitution protects us from them? And that's the reason. Our flag represents hard-working Americans who follow in tradition of those who came to our shores and took jobs and meals and factories and coal mines like my dad did to feed their families. Our flag represents education that believed the Bible and exemplified in God we trust as on our national coinage. You know, historically, the old 19th century McGuffey reader, which was a standard book for education in America, the old McGuffey reader, with the exception of the Bible, McGuffey readers probably did the most to shape American values and morals in the 19th century. Throughout the McGuffey reader, Bible being quoted, morality, living right, doing right, treating people right, honesty. It permeated that curriculum at that time. Our flag represents parental rights to monitor the education of their children. It represents a country with laws and a justice system protecting the innocent, punishing the guilty. America believes that policemen deserve full respect and that crooks and killers and thieves and thugs need to go to jail and cop killers need to be executed. That's the America that most of us grew up in. Our flag represents a constitutional republic, granting the Second Amendment rights to keep and to bear arms. It represents a country that is supposed to exercise common sense. You see, our founders had common sense. Historic America is about common sense. Historically, Americans just kind of had a sneaky suspicion that the blessings that we're enjoying were God-given. The oil that flows beneath our soils, all of the things that we enjoy in a natural environment, we believe that God gave it. Common sense. Common sense believed that we need to utilize God-given oil reserves and not pushing electric cars with a $7,000 battery. Does that make sense to anybody? How many of you today associated with this church already own an electric car? Any of you? I figured it. If I had $60,000 to spend, there's a lot of things I'd rather spend it on besides buying an electric car. I'll tell you that much right now. And I do like to travel sometime. I'd hate to be stuck out somewhere in the middle of Timbuktu and not be able to find a charging station. I mean common sense. We've got enough sense to know that the driving force behind it all is a Green New Deal. It's get rid of anything that they say pollute the air. But there's only one caveat to that. The same God who created heavens and earth knows how to manage heavens and earth. He is before all things, and by Him all things are held together. All things exist, consist, are held together. We believe today that God holds together this world. He takes care of it. He knows when and how to send the winds when we need them. He knows how to clean up our shores. He knows how to protect I'm a little bit mixed up on words here myself. Biologic. Okay, sea life. What is that? Bio what now? Biological life. Yeah, sea life. Fish. Whales. Sharks. God knows how to protect them. You see, God doesn't need our help. Now, yes, I believe in clean air, good water. I mean, we all do. But at the same time, why not use the natural resources that God gave us and just look up towards heaven and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving the oil that I can fill up my gas tank. And I don't think God meant for me to be paying $100 to fill it up either. That's another point. Our flag does not, in my humble opinion, our flag does not represent that foolishness. Our beautiful flag speaks of freedom made possible by sacrifice. I read a verse that we started off my message with in John 8:36. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You know what? Our country, but by the grace of God, could become a communist country. By the grace of God. If we keep voting the sorry communists in, we're inviting disaster. So, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. I can't stand here and say today where political freedom is going to take us, to what extent, either good or bad. We don't know. Nations rise and fall. Governments change. Our form of U.S. government, we elect presidents, vote for presidents. You have one administration that's conservative, you have another that can be liberal, like the one we have. And you have executive orders that presidents are able to exact on people. We have Congress, the three branches of government. We, the founders, meant that we have a government that the peoples would be protected from the politicians, from rulers that would become power mongers. But bottom line is, America can lose its freedom. In spite of Arlington National Cemetery, in spite of the countless young men and women that have gone off to battle and died on foreign battlefields, leaving behind weeping spouses and weeping mothers and fathers, we can still lose our freedom. It can happen. But I'm glad today that I can stand behind this pulpit and I can tell you about a freedom that can never be lost. It's a freedom associated with eternal life. And eternal means just that. I give unto them eternal life, they shall never perish. I mean, a person can destroy the body, but not the soul. And you know what? If you're a Christian today, you have the greatest form of freedom. You have a freedom far more significant than national freedom. You have the freedom that only the greatest freedom fighter of all times secured for us on a battlefield called Calvary. He took care of our sin debt. He bled, he suffered and died. He spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He arose from the grave. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. And he secures eternal salvation to those that'll flee to him and trust the merits of his precious shed blood. And that's the freedom that we need more than anything else. So, that's a note I'm closing on this morning as a gospel preacher. I stand here as a retired military person, yes. I stand here today proud of my country, yes, like all of you. And I proudly wear some medals that my country gave me. But you know what, though? These medals, they don't give to me anything beyond a sense of pride that I was able to do my small part for my country. But I'm really glad, though, for what my chief commander did for me when he took care of my sin debt and saved my soul and gave me eternal life. To me, that means more than anything else. So I'm glad that I am a soldier, but I'm also glad I'm a soldier of the cross. And I know that one day my commander on high is going to lead the troops back from heaven to this earth and will establish a reign upon this earth. And there will be a need of no more militaries. Swords will be beaten in plowshares. Time of peace and prosperity, such as the world has never known. But you must be born again to know what I'm talking about. Heads are bowed and our eyes are closed this morning. Yes, thank God for the U.S. flag and thank God for what it represents. But thank God for the Bible especially. And thank God for Calvary especially. And thank God for the chief commander of on high who gives us eternal life. Are you here today and you're not a Christian? Are you here today proud to be an American but yet are not a soldier of the cross, not a Christian? I wonder right now, are you thinking about this issue such as you should? Are you pondering this truth? Today is a day that we as a church, we celebrate America's birth date, our independence. And we do so proudly. Some of us will be, well, we'll be going down to the fellowship hall shortly and having hot dogs, hamburgers, having a good time, kind of enjoying an old tradition. But my friend, are you taking a little bit more than that out of this service though? It's one thing to be an American, but it's a totally different thing to be a Christian. You need to be a Christian more than you need to be American. I wonder today if you're here and you're not a Christian, if maybe the Spirit of God has spoken to your heart and you realize you're a sinner. You know that if you died in sin, you'd lose your soul in hell forever. But yet today, you're thinking about the state of your soul. You'd like to know that you're saved. You'd like to have that freedom indeed that only Jesus can give. And while our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, if you're here and you're not sure you're a Christian, would you slip a hand up in the air and say by that preacher, Peters, I need that real freedom of a soul. I need to know that I'm saved. Will you pray for me? Anybody in this church service? You're not sure about your salvation? Slip a hand up for prayer. Would you do that? Say, preacher, I need to get saved. Anyone like that here? Maybe someone watching this morning, Facebook, YouTube. If you're not saved, I urge you before it's too late. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Father in heaven, bless now this invitation. If there's someone here that needs to come to this altar, maybe got saved while on the seat and wants to come forward and say, I got saved, or maybe someone that wants some further counsel. Dear God, today, work in hearts. If there are people that just need to come to this altar and pray for whatever other reason that only you and they know about, may they do so today. Bless the invitation, Lord. Thank you again for America. Thank you for the flag. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.